This is the Arcane Dice Podcast.
Deep below the city of Waterdeep lies the Ender Mountain, home of forgotten civilizations. Levels upon levels filled with monstrosities, madness, violence, and riches beyond belief. Home to Halaster Blackcloak, the Mad Mage. Those who enter are subjected to his whims and fancies, be they boon or bane. It's one gold for the ride down. How many are lucky enough to pay to come back up? The Arcane Dice Podcast presents Dungeon Crawl, Legacy of the Mad Mage.
Train myself on how to survive the poison.
Exactly.
Ah, such a good movie.
Jesse says the gum is very good.
Yeah, it's got some staying power to it too.
It does. Ah, alrighty. How's everybody doing?
Good.
We're all
well fed.
Well fed. Yeah. Set for an adventure?
Set for the adventure.
The adventure.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Gonna start bringing the rain, the pain.
Oh,
falls
yeah.
Mainly on the plane.
I feel like there was something going on. Dave, what was going on? Didn't we just shout into a cavern and something said hello?
You don't be a drunk.
I wish.
What's going on? Okay, so you guys had gone into a cavern.
Yep.
See, I told you.
You fought some cloakers.
Oh, yep. The chair. Sorry.
You found a big old cavern filled with crystals that seemed to be reflecting the sound back.
And a big crack in the ceiling.
And a big gash in the ceiling.
I'm sorry, I missed gash. All of that. I'm engaged to a demon who just came in here, ripped ass, and then ran away.
Nice.
Great.
That's not a demon, that's just Jesse.
Fucking demon.
It's like you've never met a guy before.
Whittily farts under the covers and pulls it over your head then.
Yeah. That
I punched him in the stomach once after when he did that. He hasn't done it since. So
right into bars.
That moaning sound that you had heard all throughout the forest was coming from there. It's stopped now.
Has been pulled the lever and then like unpulled it or whatever.
I don't think the lever had anything to do with it. I think
so.
You're the DM. I hope you know what it is.
Or maybe the ass kicking you gave the cloakers. You guys came out of that cavern.
Of which there is no evidence.
Came out of that cavern and then bumped into Halaster Blackcloak, who told you a little story.
Right. And I said that we should take Willow hostage and, like, just rob Halaster Blackcloak. And I was told that it was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Also correct.
Yeah.
Not that Chitauri would ever do anything like that because she is maliciously compliant, but, you know.
Right. I believe one of the things he said was, Willowwood is not part of my game. but hers.
So tread lightly. That's right.
Yeah.
And that Hallister had tried everything to get her out of this, but she won't listen. So she stayed here, a prisoner of her own guilt. Yeah.
Why is she guilty? Who did she kill?
Her husband.
Oh, well. If he doesn't know what he said, I'm not going to tell him.
Her husband, and possibly, I mean, there is a will-o-wisp following you around, calling her a murderer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but his, the will-o-wisp didn't say that its name was Yanark.
No, his name is...
The other guy.
The other guy.
Yeah.
Trist.
Yeah, Kristen.
And you're trying to farm a rump to her? That's rude, man.
Kristen is the name of the will-o-wisp, apparently, because that's the name on the grave.
Weird grave with an elf-killing wand. All right, but we did have... There's still the throne here, correct? You said it stayed after Hallister left?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. I think I remember Matt saying that Ranarat wanted to go investigate that thing. Did you not at the end of there?
I think so, yeah.
You want to investigate the chair?
I'll go check it out.
All right. It's a chair. Rather comfy chair.
Can I sit in it?
Yes.
I'm going to hop up.
You hop up? All right. You hop in the chair. Yeah, it's a high-backed leather chair.
I'm just going to be like,
me, smells I'm Hallister, me.
And
yeah.
Ranarat has turned into a two.
Right.
Woof.
Woof.
Dog? Is there anything worth stealing off the chair? Is it like gemmed or bejeweled?
No,
or...
it's just a wooden high-backed leather chair. Like I don't know, like a club chair.
Chair?
Yeah, like what you'd find in like an immense club kind of adventurers. Rah, you know, the big high winged.
Wingback chair.
Yeah.
Oh, why didn't you just say that instead of a club chair? A club chair, I thought you were talking about like a bar. Those are stools, dude. Allows your legs to perch. let's see. We have a dead halfling over across the way.
Yep.
That appeared like to have died from electrical wounds.
And an abject terror. Yep.
And an abject terror. We hadn't gone south yet, but we can see in the distance a tower, I believe you said?
Yep.
I mean, Corey, you seemed intent on getting to that tower at some point, did you not? And Corey is... What is he doing? It looks like he just rolled out from under the desert floor there, or whatever that salt flats is. That was a little bit fucking creepy. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. That was a little...
It's kind of my... though Corey did say that she wanted to eventually get to Willow's Tower, but like not first thing in the morning, not like late at night, kind of like midday. That would probably be best.
Well, I feel like it's still probably...
Yeah, midday? It's not first thing, because first thing in the morning you're splashed around in the ponds and you went to the caverns for a bit and you have dragged yourself out. So,
yeah.
And Chitauri splashing in the pond.
Splash, splash. Let's go get our way to that tower, eh?
So that's this way, right?
To the south.
Southwest. To
the south, yeah. Indeed.
It is... Let me point it out
here. You should be able to see it on the map.
It goes like this way.
No, our map is black below the... Well, mine is below the...
Yeah.
Right.
Follow this line. Yeah.
Right.
See how it goes all the way over to here. It's only like 140 feet away.
Yeah, but it's...
Oh, you can move into the black.
You can, but Dave, I think, has to open up the black. He doesn't seem to realize that we can't see.
No, you can see the tower. I can see the tower. You just got to zoom out.
No. I can see the tower.
The darkness. Meh.
But we can't see between here and the dark.
Oh, well, yeah, obviously.
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 Ooh, there's a wall.
Right? Obviously.
There's a wall.
Ooh, a wall. Herum's gonna wander over and take a look.
Cold.
Smash.
Right.
Are you actually cold?
I'm very cold. My office is like the coldest room in our house, and I am still only wearing one sock.
Only one sock.
Because the other one stepped in something sticky.
Yep.
Something.
Yep.
Oh, it's okay. My neighbor stopped by after you left and was like, why are you only in one sock? I'm like, that's a great question.
Why are you still only in one sock is the great question.
Right?
Because the other sock is dirty and it went into the wash pile.
Why wouldn't you put both of them?
Sorry, guys. I'll be right back.
Because one of them was still perfectly fine.
Right.
Okay, so we're checking out this wall that has like a clear hole in it.
Okay, so those are more multiple holes. Better described, not so much as walls as walkways, like 20 feet high in the air.
Like a wall. With a walkway on top.
No. Like walkways.
Walkways.
So, can I walk underneath of
yes.
them? Okay. So... is that not the same as over here, then?
Yes.
Like, are none of these actual walls? Like, we didn't have to cut through any of these rooms. We could just see Spiderhaven
yes.
from, like, there?
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
So there was nothing protecting us from the spiders.
Yes.
So, like, going through that one room with the door there and barricading the door wouldn't have actually done anything.
Correct.
Because they could have come through the other door.
Yeah, they're marble walkways, at least 20 feet high from the forest floor.
Okay.
So they're more like aqueduct structure, though. Like they're not walled off underneath the walkway.
No, you can walk.
Guys, we're in danger.
We are.
No, yeah. It says harm not, lest ye be harmed. We're not in danger. We're good.
So, how do we get up on top of this walkway, then?
Climb.
Suppose you could climb, or... they all seem to meet at the guardhouse. Like, you can get into them from the guardhouse.
The one with the archway?
Or the other one.
There's no staircase in there, though. I don't see anything that leads up.
Yeah, why wasn't that in the description?
The description. The description I gave... whether you...
listened or not?
Listened to or not.
I feel like I would have remembered staircase. And let's be honest here, I hyper-focus on a lot of things.
Right? on higher ground, two squat stone guardhouses braided with moss and vines, marble walkways at least 20 feet from the forest floor converge on this knoll, snaking out in all cardinal directions. So that was...
Cardinal directions.
Yeah. To where they go, you don't yet know, but clearly someone, maybe someone's, have brought a shred of civilization to these strange woods.
Hmm. We know Noah's the Mad Mage. Is there anything in this like giant pile of bushes?
The bushes.
Right by Corey and Renarat.
I don't roll a perception check.
It like lingered on 20 and then rolled to 12. So it's 14.
No, nothing. Nothing untoward. Looks like normal pile of bushes or whatever. Like this is all like forested area. It wouldn't be a very good map. It was just nothing but trees and you couldn't see what was going on. But yeah, you're pretty well just walking through forests and things like that.
Shatari's gonna grapple herself up on top of this part of the walkway.
All right, roll me acrobatics check.
Ooh, that might not be terrible. 17.
17. Yeah, you make your way up.
Making your way.
Beautiful.
Making your way.
Okay. And? Do I get a better vantage point?
Of?
Anything else going on top of these paths that we could not see from us just peering up at them?
No, I mean, like you can see, it snakes through the forest. It's made out of marble. It's starting to degrade and kind of fall apart in places. You can see the tower.
Okay. And is that very clearly Willow's Tower, or is that like a different nefarious in a giant pool of inky black tower?
It's the only tower you see.
Gotcha. Hey guys, let's get our boy to his booty call. Come on, let's go.
Wow, wow.
You can hear my cat.
Yeah. Looked around a little bit. We really don't see much. We may as well. Although I am loath to head into it without Ranamat looking forward for us.
Yeah. Well,
guess that's fair. Should we wait till Matt gets back and just...
Where did Matt go?
I don't know.
He did say, be right back. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure if he had, like, one of those emergency draft beer shits.
An emergency or... poop.
Oh, right. I've had those before.
That happens.
Yeah. You don't get a lot of warning.
Yeah.
Like a coffee poop.
Yes. Yeah.
I suppose. You guys head into this tower, though. I mean, we can...
We would like to.
Yeah.
Unless anybody else has a better idea.
Nope. The tower is
my idea.
The only way we've found to go, so.
That is fair.
It is fair. Okay. You guys make your way to the tower. Amidst the splendor of Willow Wood stands this tower. Squat and stone and carved in the likeness of a tree. Its twisted boughs reach from its walls for the sky, and massive bats hang from these limbs like holiday ornaments. At the tower's base is a 12-foot-high arch framing stone double doors. A rope hangs by the door.
A rope hangs by the door?
It seems ominous.
Only one of us was technically invited, so I think Harump should pull it.
Ooh. Yep.
Smooth was boy. It only one of us was technically invited?
Yeah.
That's not smooth boy. How dare you?
No, it's not smooth
Too boy. Soon. Morley. Well, all right. Harump's going to pull the rope.
Oh,
what's
shit.
The worst that could possibly happen, pulling a rope?
Rope by the door? A bell echoes across the tower, across the woods.
All right, ding.
After a brief moment of uncertainty, the door opens.
Certainty.
A tree.
How can a door be uncertain?
A tree whose trunk is carved suspiciously in the likeness of the Mad Mage greets you. Ha-ha! Visitors! Oh, my fair lady will be pleased to receive you. In! In, I beg ye, in! And this tree opens the door for you and gestures inside the tower.
Well, Hrump's going to turn and say, hist! The tree said they. Visitors, plural. Let's go, everyone.
Don't gotta ask me twice.
Don't gotta ask you twice. Let me see here.
I'm a Ranarat too.
Before nice. Before I enter, can I do like a quick peek to make sure that there's nothing like weird going on? He doesn't have like registered offender like underneath like her house number or anything like that.
I'm not sure that's a thing here, but...
Glad I can make you laugh, Raph.
Okay, yeah. I guess.
Is that perception? Are you actually going to make me roll for that?
Roll me a perception. Or like...
Are you going to make me roll? Are you going to make me...
How does a 5 do?
Not well.
How does...
Great. Super trustworthy. There should be no issues. Let's go.
Brilliant. What could possibly be wrong?
Okay. Right?
Where the hell did I put it?
So I'm just gonna move the map here.
Okay. He's just going to move the map. Blurp.
It's a big thingy here. If you look, and it's going to be in the bottom left-hand corner of the map. And we're not going to put the guys on there. You're going to see three sections of tower. We're going to start at the bottom left, and we'll work away from there, I guess.
Okay, so we're at the bottom right now.
Look at the bottom left? Yeah.
Well, I don't see that there's a bottom right, or am I missing something?
I don't know.
Yeah, I see it.
See it? All right.
I just don't understand why there's a differentiation from left and right, because there's just bottom.
Well, because if I said bottom right, we would have been staring at blackness.
Gotcha.
Right?
Thank you, Dave.
By saying bottom left, you went to the bottom left and found the section of the map that I uncovered. If that makes sense.
That's so funny. Yep.
It checks out.
Yeah.
I'm going to go mess around in your Google Drive now. Don't mind me.
All right. Working on your character?
Oh.
Ooh, too soon.
Shots fired.
Right.
So are each of these a different level?
Yes.
Right.
Well, that's one way to do it.
All right, so what do you guys do?
So, I'm assuming we're in an alcove or in an entryway here at the bottom. I'm assuming this is the set of doors that we've come in, that the tree has granted us access to, but there's a second set of doors west, east of us, east and north, it looks like.
Sure. Let's go with that. I like it. It works. It works for me. Let's go with that's how you got in.
I don't see any other sets of doors that lead to the outside of the tower, so...
Makes sense to me. Yes, you're in a entranceway with a tree carved to look like Alistair, and he is beckoning you onward.
I'm not sure I appreciate being beckoned. Indeed. Yeah. Did the tree like walk away like after we went in, or did it close the door, or is it still standing there?
It's
like
still
a weirdo?
Kind of standing there like a weirdo, waiting. Are you all going to come in? Are you all half standing inside, standing outside?
It's a damn fine question. Yeah, Corey will step inside.
Right.
Uh, Rumpf is holding the door open with his foot just to make sure the giant tree doesn't try to slam it shut kind of thing, and holding it for Chitauri and Ranarat to get through as well.
When you're all in the entranceway, enclave, enclave, whatever, he moves forward to the second set of doors and, you know, grandly opens both of them and gestures you forward.
Ooh.
Yeah, Rumpf's going to move forward again and do the same thing he did last time. Okay. Kind of wedge a foot into the door and smile politely at the tree.
Alright. He makes, you know, a forward motioning gesture.
Okay.
And
hey, bro.
Do you guys go into the throne room?
It's a throne room. I don't see. I see a crystal. Oh, is that giant yellow crystal thing a throne?
Are you guys going in?
I assume we're in the bottom.
Yeah.
Right hand. Bottom left. Map. There, yeah. I just can't see us. Yeah.
Left. Bottom left.
The bottom left, sir.
Yeah, we are not on the map. We are just.
Oh, okay.
He's apparently theater of the mind, I guess. So.
Yeah, so you guys walk into this throne room. Stone pillars carved into trees frame an audience hall, at the heart which sits a crystal throne. There she sits, an elven maiden with emerald eyes and jet black hair. At her side is a tentacled panther purring at her touch, one eye closed in ecstasy, the other staring warily at you. The elf smiles. You've already seen the sun today, and not even it can compare to her smile. Welcome to my domain. You may call me Willow, of Willow's Woods. Harm not these lands, lest you, too, be harmed.
I love her. We should be friends with her.
The sign on the wall or the door said the same thing. I don't think you need to repeat that, but thank you for the secondary notice. That's quite the displacer kitty you've got there.
You would think I'd need not to repeat that, but strangely enough, time and time again, these things have to be said. So here are my laws. No logging, no fire starting, no killing of any animals or any similar act of destruction will not be tolerated. As long as I sit upon this throne, and she pats it, I will catch word of your crimes if you commit them.
Just as a theoretical, are cloakers considered animals? Theoretically speaking, of course.
If they are within my wood, then yes.
So, what happened to the wood? Things that do harm to, say, like us? Like, if there's, like, do no harm, why are other things so ready to harm sometimes, though? And, like, is there, like, a reporting system that we have to follow for that, or...
Yeah, what goes on there? What's going on?
Her eyes kind of narrow. I am not going to strike out against the nature of the beasts in my forest. Though if you bring any harm,
got you.
Then harm will come to you.
Great. So what if he punches me in the face? Is that him doing harm, or because we're outsiders, it's like negligible?
I care not what you do to each other as long as you do not harm anything within my forest.
But if he punches me, I'm in your forest, and that's harming something within your forest. Do you see where these rules are weird?
Yeah, I think the whole self-defense thing kind of kicks in. If something attacks me, well, I have the right to defend myself whether I'm in your woods or not. So maybe tell everything else to just settle the fuck down, and there shouldn't be an issue then.
Is that how you feel?
Well, that seems pretty fair to me. Equitable treatment and all that.
I'm sorry.
I just want to get a better understanding of these rules.
What's fair is fair?
Yes,
harm not, lest ye be harmed in my forest.
That sounds fair to me. Correct. If we have not harmed them and they harm us, that is breaching your rules, regardless of their nature. If we harm them, and that was part of our nature, we would be following your rules.
You are not part of my forest.
I'm here, aren't I?
For now.
Did she not just, like, hit on him yesterday, though?
Yeah, she's a psycho.
And you say I attract weird company.
I haven't slept with her.
How do we become part of your forest? Let's be friends. Can I braid your hair?
No. You cannot braid my hair.
Oh. Do you want to braid my hair? Heads.
Hair braiding.
Corey and Chitari go to the corner
Rhonda
and start braiding hair.
Doesn't have enough hair to braid, and she's not gonna let me touch her. And, like, Corey will really only sit still for, like, maybe 20 seconds until she's like, nah.
There's a good chance.
I need quality girl time.
There's a good chance Corey's already burnt hers off.
Right?
Well,
I tried to make friends with a sun elf that we're not going to mention her name because she's dead to us, figuratively and literally.
Are you, like, saying this out loud?
She was mean. She destroyed the sanctity of a friend's bracelet. I need some braiding going on, maybe with some colorful thread, and maybe with some wine. This is all I ask.
Now, will these two crazies mix, or is this oil and water? Let's watch and find out.
Yeah, I want to buy a ticket.
As long as you obey the rules, you're free to camp within my domain.
What about that little spark thing that runs around at night?
Her eyes darken. Yes. Well, I'm sure we can all just ignore that.
Not sure we can. He seems fairly obtrusive. Have you ever tried to sleep with that thing around? Nothing but talk, 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 talk. Constantly.
I mean, what is different from bunking with Chitari?
Yeah, but he can pull Chitari's French horn over his head to cover him, his ears. It seems to certainly dislike you for some reason. Very, very angry.
It is unfortunate.
Is it telling the truth? Did you kill whatever it was before? Did you betray it?
Damn, asking all the big questions.
Well, Ralph's not exactly... sometimes lucid, so.
I thought we, like, discerned that was, like, a super toxic ex. Or is Harumph just, like, not?
Harumph's just pushing buttons.
Gotcha.
You've got your horn.
Got my horn, my offers of friendship.
Can her face darken any more in anger?
The Will-O-Wisp is part of this forest. Something that maybe could have been different, but it was not. You can ignore it. Words are words. If it is nothing to me, it should be nothing to you.
Well, it seems to be more than nothing to you, but all right. Well, what else is in this wood that... We've been approached by what I would guess is some kind of an image of Halaster, suggesting that you were brought here against your will. Why don't you leave and return if you're not being held any longer? What holds you to this place for some reason?
Well, this is my place. This is my wood. And here certainly, I shall stay.
Oh, okay. Well, why?
Why is the grass green? Does the sun shine? Why do the birds sing when they're happy?
Well, I much appreciate the sunshine, and he'll have a remembered moment kind of looking to the sky again. Even I realize that the sun cannot shine in the bottom of a mine.
Yet here
so
we are.
So while it is a pretty fantasy, it is still just a fantasy nonetheless.
It is real. You're as real as you or I are.
Having spent a few years in a hole, the question of real or not came quite to the front, let me tell you. So I'm not positive that's a thing. Not sure that we actually may exist. Maybe we are just a dream.
Well then, while you're dreaming in my woods, please do no harm.
You keep bringing that up, but we haven't done any harm. The only thing that's been going on is things have threatened us, such as your...
She seems very...
Your will-o-wisp and...
Yeah.
You. And your tentacly friend there, with his eye watching.
I have done you no harm. I have just explained the rules to you. No logging. Yeah. No fires. Harm not any of the wood or the animals within. And in fact, perhaps even more, stay away from the dragon. For he is as much as this realm as I am.
Is that the green flappy fellow we saw?
That is correct.
I told you I saw a dragon. Oh, yeah, by the way, just, you know, stay away from the dragon. Yeah,
well, I mean,
fucking dragon, stay away from us. Thank you.
Harumph isn't all there all the time, so for him to be confirming that this thing is real and not just something he saw in his imagination, is it's important to him.
I like it.
Well, I mean, is there anything in this wood that we should visit? Because if it's just a wood and it's just you, I'm not sure why we're here.
Why are you here?
Damn fine question.
Perhaps there is reason.
You wouldn't by chance happen to know the reason for us? Like, we're just sort of stumbling around here in the dark all by ourselves, and every so often some asshole in a fucking chair shows up, pipes off a couple of times, tells us, do this, don't do that, dance, sing, pulls a couple of strings, and we're no fucking better off than we were before.
Looks strangely like your tree.
Aye.
The elf straightens. Her voice sharpens into a blade all of its own. Vermin invest my demise. Demands threatening the delicate balance of these woods. Perhaps that's why you're here. Goblins cursed with lycanthropy. They wield the curse of the bat as a cudgel with what they decided who amongst my children die. They've worn out their welcome. And though it greatly pains me to order this, they must be put to the sword. All of them. Let none live to spread their foul disease. And then perhaps I can provide you with the information to leave my woods.
Wouldn't we just...
But I thought that would be doing harm. So harm is allowed if you permit it?
No harm to... the natural citizens of this realm, but it sounds like the goblins are not. It also sounds like we're not.
So, you threaten to kill us if we harm things, but then things are harming in your realm and you can't kill them?
I would rather not As I said, it is painful me to ask this of you, but they're a curse upon this land, upon these woods. They feed upon my children. So you do that. You get every last one of them.
So
let none live. And I can tell you the way out.
Gotcha. I just want to be clear. You'll tell us the way out, but is the way out you murdering us because we hurt something on your domain? Or will you leave us unscathed and you will not combat us if we fulfill your orders?
You only kill the goblins. And touch no other. And you've broken no rule of mine.
Great. Great.
I don't know. This seems like a catch-22. Can't we just walk back up to our raft and hop back on the river? Isn't that the way out of this place?
Is it?
Well, you don't own the river. Nobody owns the water.
Whoever's upstream does.
You seem mistaken. For all in this land is mine.
Uh-huh. But you can't contend with a Sparky boy or some goblin rat problem.
So, I have a question. Is it just things that are born on, like, this level in, like, the groves that are part of your domain? Or is it anything in the dungeon? And Shatari's gonna hold up little tiny molasses.
Mole asses. Who could forget about him?
Is this part of your domain? Because, like, if it was, some weird flappy dudes were trying to attack him, and we need to protect your domain. No?
I'm sure he will be part of my domain.
He would be part of your domain. Not he is part of your domain?
Not at this time, no.
Gotcha.
But somebody will have to care for him.
Molasses. Back in a safe place.
I feel like we've just been threatened.
Someone will have to care for him. Okay. That's intense. You're intense. You got that strong, feral feminine energy, and a part of me is attracted to it, and the other part of me, it makes me uncomfortable. Can you point us in the direction of these goblins?
Yes.
Bare minimum?
Werebats.
Yeah.
I can.
Bats?
Okay. I thought they were goblins.
Goblins cursed with lycanthropy.
And then did they curse the bats?
No.
Gotcha.
Werebats. They turn into bats from goblins. That is quite the combo.
Gotcha.
Right?
Ranarat, you want to be a werebat?
I mean, it rhymes.
Ranarat the werebat.
Thought crossed my mind.
Bite me!
Right?
She's just chasing these guys around. Bite me!
All right. So
I feel like we would need something else.
That to the south, surrounding the abandoned village, are the caves of the werebats.
Great, the abandoned village, is that where we just were?
No,
and like we're bunking out.
Further south, I feel.
Okay.
Do you have a number and? Well, information about leaving your domicile is appreciated. I feel like this kind of an endeavor is worthy of a little more substance as well. Do you have anything of value that may aid us in our exploration of these dungeons after we leave your lovely domain?
Are you bargaining?
Yes. As have you. You have offered information for a way out after we kill a whole bunch of things. We are offering to kill a whole bunch of things, but we would like a little bit more. That's kind of how bargaining works.
I would like to say, in this instance, Shatari's not the one who's probably going to get smited. Smote.
I will tell you the way out. I will grant you freedom. Uh-huh. I will let you leave.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I just want to back up a little bit. Let us leave? So if we try to leave through, like, the way we came now, is that, like, not something that we're going to be able to do?
No.
Are we trapped here? You are the Willowwood.
So you're holding us as slaves to do your bidding.
Slaves?
That doesn't sound very free to me.
What is freedom, little man?
Well, it's not sitting in a cave that I killed one of my boyfriends in. That's certainly not freedom.
I would like to prep.
Your next one up there, Matt, or Morley, or...
I would like to prep a spell.
As we aggravate this woman to...
Fuck!
The spell of prestidigitation, so okay. I can clear the smear off the floor. Once, Rumpf.
She doesn't look that tough. And I'm almost full of stuff. So,
if we're trapped here and cannot leave, does that not make us occupants of Willowwood?
Oh, the turnaround. Oh, glorious. Love it.
No. Right now.
No.
You are interlopers. Right now, you walk a line. Whether you are harmful or beneficial to the forest, well, that is up to you.
Gotcha.
Okay. So we have to prove our worth in order to be considered part of this place, but if we're part of this place, then we're protected. But right now we're not, because we aren't.
I feel like we're only protected from the interlopers, quote unquote.
No, I think that we're only protected from the native species, like all the interlopers and everything else were SOL.
Yeah, that's what I meant. You're saying the same
yes.
thing? Like, if we became part of Willow Woods, like, residents, mm-hmm. we're only protected from the interlopers.
Yes. Yeah. Things are still going to try and eat us.
Or the interlopers will be.
Oh, I don't think we're protected from anything.
Not so either much. End. The other way. Yeah.
Again, it's curious that you're going to send us to kill these things. But then all you offer is a way out. That's. That doesn't feel fair. There must be something of value that you could provide us that would assist us in moving through this dungeon. That would be much appreciated. Rather than simply killing off creatures that you would remove from your wood.
Rocks fall, we all die.
I love how shocked Dave's face looks like this.
There is sure there no. Is.
Can we bonus. Not talk about how Raph literally said, like, killing off creatures that live on my wood or your wood? And, like, nobody pounced on that because I feel like this elf lady, as powerful as she may be, you probably need to go to a doctor.
If there's things living on your wood. That's a drink.
I have made my offer.
And we have made ours.
Then I guess we are at an impasse.
That's the technical term for it. I think you're correct.
Think we mentioned that he's the odd one out of this group. So,
excuse me.
Girl power. Let's kill some werebat goblins.
Will you kill the werebats? Will you eliminate them
yeah.
all?
I will do our best.
Do we know what a werebat is?
Yeah, I think he would.
Yeah.
A bat that is aware. Lycanthropy is a common thing throughout the realms. People know it. There's legends, folklore, all that sort of stuff. It's just the different types of lycanthropy usually carry a, I don't want to say an alignment difference between the different types of creatures, but they're some of them, some were creatures are technically good. They're not like the werewolf that is just like chaotic evil that just kills for the sake of killing kind of thing. Some of them are actually protectors, things like that. So I'm not sure how common that knowledge would be about, like, are werebats, what side of the spectrum do they kind of fall onto? Are they're going to destroy everything that they see, or are they...
Right.
Do I remember any songs about werebats?
Do the werebat.
Roll me a history check.
History.
Do I get advantage because it's song?
Is that one of your lore? Things?
The bards do. Right. Mm.
All right. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's chase history? Rolling. I mean, we can't really usually hope for real high numbers.
Right?
Hey, that is exceptionally rude because I got a 19.
19.
Woo!
It's Christmas All right. miracle.
I mean, technically it was a 17, but I have a +2. So 19!
Okay, so you know werebats can use, they can change into a bat humanoid hybrid or into a large bat or back to what they were. They're sensitive to sunlight. They are sneaky. And because they are werebats, they are hard to kill.
And are like super evil, or they're like
super evil
environment, and like
they are
take care of bugs when there's an infestation.
They are neutral evil.
They're evil. Neutral.
Neutral evil. There's
evil.
So they're like, I guess Bond villain evil is the best way to describe neutral evil.
So attack indiscriminately is what I'm getting.
No, they're more, they really don't care much about other things, but I mean, they do what they want to do. Let's see here. Ultimate pragmatists. And there is a. Right? Does whatever they can get away with, out for themselves, pure and simple. Right?
Gotcha.
No love of order, holds no illusions that following laws, traditions, or code would make any better or more noble. Right? Committing evil for its own sake, basically.
Okay. So, indiscriminate.
Yeah. They're all about themselves, really.
I mean, Corey knows how that feels, so.
Guys, let's go kill a whole bunch of selfish batsards.
Batsards.
Come on.
Dave, not even a smirk.
No.
Not even a point of inspiration.
You got a point of inspiration the other game?
Yeah, I'm still sitting on that.
I'm waiting for you to need to cross some more water.
Yep.
Oh. Okay.
I'll throw you it up. So long and short of it, this Willow of Willowwood, her wood, as she pointed out as she's sitting on the crystal throne, wants you to kill the werebats. She's offering you the way out.
And nothing else.
I mean...
Didn't she call Harumph, like, sexy and, like, slap him on the ass or something like that?
No,
like...
that's something you seem to keep making up in a fever dream.
the fever.
I thought it was like a really flirty interaction. I'm pretty sure I even wrote in my notes. It was like oddly flirty towards Harumph, which is not the sexiest character in our group.
I think you.
But I guess the only.
Maybe reading a little too much anime.
Don't call me out like that. Anime is Japanese. It's mostly been Korean, so manhwa.
The point I'm making is every interaction with a male and a female does not equate flirting.
It's true.
Yeah.
How dare you suggest that? No, kidding.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got werebats. We got a cave to the south. Definitely have a mission. We want to get out of here. We need to take care of those. And the Will-O-Wisp is still telling us to ice this lady.
Say that she's a crazy bitch.
Right? Can I do an insight check on how Willow is coming off?
Yeah, roll me.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Not the best.
like a feminine gutter rat?
I mean,
listen to my playlist, fuck.
Feminine gutter rat.
Rolled a 6 with my modifier, it's a 9.
9.
Yeah.
She, resolute, I guess, would be the impression you get, right? Her word is law, but she doesn't seem to have the. I mean, it's not like she's waffling. She knows what she wants, right? And it seems... and she is used to it, is the impression you're getting.
Okay.
Well, I mean, she's used to getting what she wants, but, like, if these werebats were such an easy thing, why isn't she taking care of this herself? It's her woods, her domain. Why doesn't she just slaughter these things if she's all powerful in her domain?
Yeah, and instead it pained her to order it, right?
Yeah, I don't think it does.
No, I mean,
I don't think she.
It's.
Okay, logically, guys, if these things got in here and are able to hide from her and fight her. And she's not all-powerful, and there's also another way in and out.
Well, they've been able to get in.
I mean, hunting here is good, apparently.
Well, except for if you harm something, you be harmed. So, again, if they're harming things or feeding on things in here, why is she not retaliated?
She is. She's getting you to retaliate.
I think, yeah.
This doesn't seem like a just happened kind of situation, but
right,
who the fuck knows?
It's something that she said they infest the woods, and they're threatening the balance, right?
The balance. Yeah. I don't know. This just seems. Herum's not getting a warm fuzzy from this chick.
Yeah.
No. Not the warm fuzzy.
No, yeah, probably not, eh?
No. Not in the slightest.
Oop.
That's why I was just looking at some of my magic stuff.
No.
All right.
Where did Chase go? She's back?
Where did she go?
There, she's back now.
I'm sorry, Jesse was having difficulties with the pots all being stacked up, all finding the inside of a tiny little thing.
As one does.
I have a system.
Okay.
I'll take your word for it.
As one does.
What did I miss?
Well, we're just discussing the whole conundrum of if she's all powerful, but she hasn't destroyed the goblins that have invaded her place, is she really all powerful?
Right.
And how like she wants us to take on a den of werebats. Mm. Which I don't did we ask her for a number? I can't remember if we did.
No.
You did? I don't think she actually gave it.
Okay. Because that
like,
seems
can
important.
Can we not
to
just
know.
Do like some thinking and maybe do like an inoculation system or something where like
can we protect from lycanthropy? That's a good question. What would protect you from lycanthropy? Because that is a disease, I believe, is it not?
And technically it is. You can be healed from it.
Or is it a curse?
You can be cured by
cursed.
Like
that's the thing.
Thing.
You should be still cursed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lycanthropy and 5e. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, like... What to do? Do we want to...
Just more concerned about the fact that we might be trapped and she might not let us out unless we kill these things. So, like... At the end of the day, we're going to blunder around, probably stumble across this den. Anyways.
Yeah. I mean... We're going to run into them while we're nooping around.
Right.
That's a given. And she did say that it's open season on them, so we don't have to worry about the harm not, lest ye be harmed kind of thing.
Right.
We've already got the game warden's permission.
Did clarify that.
Right. So let's go stomp a couple of skulls, see what we can get, and... figure out later whether or not we want to add this lady's to the, excuse me, add this lady's head to the wall or not, or if we want to like dig up and exorcise the demons.
Dig up and exorcise the demons. All right, those are all good options. Go kill all the werebats. Go see the werebats. See if you want to kill them all. And then. Looks like give Willow her due is on that list.
Guys, I can formulate a beautiful song on the horn, and we can just ped Piper all of the werebats out of the Willow Woods, and that would be technically dealing with the problem and harming not.
Right?
You actually have a song that will charm a bulk group of creatures.
Chitauri's confident enough.
Harum's questioning that.
Right?
You're going to start playing. It's not going to work.
You were beautifully lulled by one of my lullabies not even like 8 hours ago. I don't even know what she wants.
Yeah.
Was he?
Yes.
I don't know. This seems... I think you're playing with fire there, assuming that you can... It's going to work, that you're going to be able to...
These things' weaknesses, the literal sun. We're in a dungeon.
But there's a sun here.
Ooh, yeah. You know what? We should catch one and drag it out and see if this actual sun... is the same as the real son.
We will ped Piper one werebat into the sun to see what happens.
P-E-D?
Hide Piper.
You're gonna performance hide. Enhancement drugs
hide.
The guy out to the sun?
Yeah. Pied Piper.
Pied Piper.
Music is a drug. Come on.
It is.
Stay brave.
Super curd.
I feel like Chitara's is cut with some really nasty chemicals then.
So fucking rude!
Well, fuck it. Hazen's all for trying. And it's still daylight. It's what time did you say it was, Dave? Was it around noon?
Yeah, more the afternoon than around noon.
Did we reach noon at this point? We, like, just woke up.
When it got to nighttime, it did. The sun did disappear, did it not? It did.
Yeah, yeah.
It set, so.
Yeah.
If we're gonna do this.
I went into that area with the perpetual lantern. Guys, the perpetual lantern!
It's in Morley's bag, or yeah. Matt's bag. We took it. But again, it's a lantern that's giving you like 20 feet of light. Whoop de doo, Basil. So fuck. Chitara wants to try. I got almost all my spell slots. Let's do this.
Yep.
Cool. So let's go find like a cave entrance, and Chitara is gonna play a beautiful. Or cave hole. Christ. I don't know. I'm assuming they're tucked in something.
Right.
Like they're not just floating around right now.
No, it did say that there were caves for the bats. And that we definitely made sure that the other things that we fought were cloakers and not just bats. So.
We don't need to mention that. Shh, shh.
I feel like, those were totally werebats. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right?
Maybe we're just really bad at identifying creatures.
No evidence, never happened.
Super duper, it was a bat. It had leathery wings. It tried to bite me. Werebat.
Yeah, I mean,
screw.
We'll see how that goes. You did destroy a lot of evidence, though, so.
Mm-hmm.
All of the evidence.
Right.
Well, I guess her and Fulf turn to, apparently she's willing to accept your offer, and since we work as a team, we're accepting your gracious offer. Thank you for letting us out of here for whatever reason. We'll take our time trying to go and hunt these things now, but can you tell us how many you expect that there are, just so we have an idea to tally up?
Since these are your woods census?
And you can feel everything.
There's a colony of them. They breed like rabbits. Infestation. I'm not there counting werebats. Just kill them all.
Yeah. Don't have to count. That's
great to say.
Wipe them all out. Fireballs from the ceiling.
Can you not do it? Do you not have what it takes?
Well, I mean, you're the one sending us, so can you not do it? Do you not have what it takes?
Less feminine, more masculine. What if the Willow Wisp is actually Willow and somebody's just like
taking her shape?
Stolen her body, yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
And that's why it's like, kill her.
Oh.
Well, I guess we'll find that out afterwards. We got werebats to deal with first.
Yep. Yeah, lots of time for fuck around and find out.
You know what? You seem like you need a little reflection time. You're a little bit angry. You should really try yoga or something to calm down and breathe a little. But we're going to go and try to find ourselves some... Look how angry all three of you guys got.
Glorious. Do not dally, little man. Do not.
Yeah, little man.
Waste my time.
I'm taller than you.
Little man.
Do not gallivant and display such unseemly behavior to me. If you are going to go kill the werebats, then kill them. Kill them all. Leave not one standing.
You know, Harumph's damn willing to just walk back to the fucking raft and try to raft the fuck out of here.
I mean, that is an option. We can always try.
Well, I don't think Dave would let us get out that fucking easily, but call it a hunch.
There is a story.
But this
damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Just
damned.
Well,
just
I don't know.
Damned. Mostly just damned.
She's really damned. Starting to wear on Harumph's last nerve kind of thing that maybe.
I think Harumph's starting to wear on her last nerve. You literally told her that she needs to do some yoga.
She's awful angry at a bunch of critters that she says are invading her space, but that she's the god force in this place and she can't take care of the problem, so. Not all powerful. Hell, she can't even take care of a former lover. She killed him and he came back as a will-o-wisp, but she can't deal with that. Or as Chitauri has postulated, perhaps the dude took over her body and the will-o-wisp is actually Willow. Wouldn't that be a twist?
Right? Who knows?
All right.
Dave is not combating that as hard as he usually combats our tomfoolery.
Chase has a hunch, and she's gonna track that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Her arm's just gonna and turn and walk past the tree, and out the door.
And out the door.
Yeah.
I guess I will. Also
okay.
Follow.
You guys leave. The Tower of Willow Wood. Willow's Tower. In Willow Wood.
Walking out the tower.
Walking out the tower. Bringing you back to... Now I have to move the map. I'm the map.
It's the map.
Right. Bringing you back there.
Bringing it back.
Still in the forest. And all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
I gotta find it again. Oh, there we are.
Yeah. So we're gonna leave that there for now.
Harumph's date did not go well.
Harumph's date did not go well. Well, no, hey.
Right? She didn't even step on you. Like, what the fuck?
You're all breathing. Yeah. You got all your fingers and toes.
Well, when I used to leave at 8 and I was 9. Breathing and still had all my fingers and toes, I considered it a bonus. Right? You're not wrong.
You've been given a tasking.
Mm-hmm.
You have ruffled feathers, but...
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps not too much. I don't know. Right? Feathers have been ruffled. Jimmies are rustled. But
cloakers are murdered
now,
but sanitized
and sanitized. So
it was sanitized.
That is a bonus. Sanitizing that cloaker probably bought you a lot of time.
It was a bat, totally a bat.
Yeah,
totally a werebat.
It was a werebat,
right? And you,
I saw it. It was a goblin, and then it turned into a bat. But it didn't do it, fast enough. I saw it come around the corner. Yeah. Totally.
But you have a whole colony of werebats to kill.
Mm-hmm.
What? Okay, I'm going to check. Is there an actual number that it is a colony?
More than one.
3.
Less than 4,000.
1,000. Ooh. Between 1...
Well, that's a spectrum.
3,999.
Yeah. 2 to 3,999.
Now, I mean, when you look at a colony, is it all fighters?
How big is a colony of bats?
Right. That's,
20 to 300.
There
animals.
You go. 20 to 300.
Jesus.
And they're not all going to be fighters.
No.
Well, when you're fighting for life, you're
no,
a fighter.
That's true, right? Just remember, not women and children first.
Yes.
Kill the women and children first. Noted.
Get them.
All right. But I'm gonna leave it at that. We can figure out what you guys are going to do next week. I mean, You still got a, we don't even know where, you know, they're to the south. They're in some caverns. Whereas, right?
Yep.
Who knows how it's going to be to get there? You were told to leave the dragon alone.
Yeah. We were in no uncertain terms.
Hey, Herum's just happy that acknowledgement has been made about the dragon. Right. So,
which he said, leave him alone.
Yeah.
Okay. The dragon is part of the forest.
Hi, Bubs.
Hi, Bubs.
Hi, Bubs.
Hi, Bubs.
All right. And we'll see you guys next
time. Next time?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Full of candy. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
thank you, Dave.
We'll see how this goes.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Dave. This is fantastic.
I hope you don't die here.